October 27th here, and I'm calling you from a sun-baked, rather hot afternoon at Everspace Camp. Quite a different look than the last time I talked to you, because we did have considerable accumulation of snow over the last few days, more than a foot. And I think in addition, I get the notion perhaps my last dispatch from base camp was not clear enough to be posted. Perhaps it was unintelligible. So it's probably been a few days. I remember giving the account back when we had a lot of trekkers coming in the base camp of a Danish couple who proposed, a gentleman proposed to his intended wife at our chorten, or our altar at base camp, pulled a ring out of a box. Brad was pretty amused to watch that scene. We had a huge influx of trekkers for a few days, and then we had no trekkers at all for 2 days during the storm. It was very peaceful here. Now we've got our sunshine back, and I hope I have a clear satellite transmission back to update you. One big piece of news is, and sad piece of news for me, is that two climbing members, Brad Johnson and Megan Carney, along with Grant Meekum, headed down valley today for different reasons, but each of them very decisive, like their attempt on Everest for this season was over. Brad had first brought this up some 7 or 10 days ago, knowing that he missed Rosemary, and he missed Julia, his mom, and also that with the Banff Festival coming up, Brad's marvelous new guidebook to northern Peru is nominated for an award, and he and all of us wanted to see him get there. Plus, Brad's dad, Dale Johnson, legendary rock climber from Boulder in the 50s, has been in the hospital recently and is trying to recover from surgery, and it was time for Brad to head home. Also, and this is one that will take an adjustment for me, and I'm sure for many viewers on the Internet, Megan Carney has decided very decisively and with great confidence, as she's capable of doing, that the dream is over for this year of her skiing Everest. It won't happen. I say it's an adjustment because it's been a year now that, for me personally, I've lived with the dream of Megan skiing this mountain. I know she's one of the only people in the world could do it, perhaps the person who is right for this year from her end. But these things always have to come from deep inside and always have to be based on the absolute responsibility of knowing that the mountain's letting you do what you can do in a given year. Megan will be back, I hope. Megan's dreams to be what she is and inspire people are not over. But she and Grant headed down valley today. So I have that announcement. But don't think for a minute this expedition is over. I'm sitting here with David Berger and with Gary Porter and Layla still at base camp, and probably most notably with a strong Sherpa team who I've raved a lot about on this trip. And we know there's answers up there for us as to whether we can climb this post-monsoon season that we still have to go find the answers to. Not that we're going to do anything unsafe or take any chances. I think if anything's clear about this Berg Adventures team, besides the fact that we've had a lot of fun and that we've got some determination, is also we're people with a great deal of respect for them. We know the answer, but I know we're not finished. The answer's up there. We're going to be safe, but we're going to go find out if perhaps on November 2nd, or I think a little more likely on November 3rd or 4th, we can still stand on the summit. With no reason to think it's in the bag, but no reason to think that we can't do it, and the mountain holds the answer, and we're going to go do a consult from Camp 2, and I'm almost certain quite a lot higher than that, and see what answer we get. We'll keep you posted on that. We appreciate support and encouragement from around the world. No big deal here at base camp. We don't think it's a particularly long time. We miss our families and home, but we're just getting settled in here, And we know that the payoff is going to be coming perhaps in the next 10 days or so. And we'll have the answer, as I keep saying, for what this season holds. We have been, as a team, we've had an opportunity that is, to say the least, unique. And I'm going to have to say it's definitely privileged to be on this route by ourselves this season. You hear a lot about doing the mountain air means this way or that way that you might define that. And this doesn't mean that, once again, be lucky. Perhaps we would have certainly climbed this mountain 20 days ago if there had been teams here. But I didn't want there to be 10 teams here. It was a dream of mine to have this route to ourselves. And we moved